And in Psalms chapter 91, we're going to read the first three verses and I'll pray. The Bible said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." You see that? Now the fowler's that that sets the trap for the birds and it catches them. And He said, "He'll deliver me out of the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." And that's what we've got a little bit of portion of in our country. And that'll help us. Bow your head, please, and be seated, if you will. And let's pray together. Our Father, as we bow in Your presence tonight, we thank You for the goodness of the Lord. We thank You, Lord, for the power of Your resurrection. We thank You for the strength that we can draw from the throne of God today. Thank You, Lord, for the Word that strengthens, the Spirit of God that guides. Lord, thank You for the victory that we have in our heart. And thank You for the blood that washed away our sin. And Lord, in You we have our hope and our trust, and nothing else can we trust and depend on. And we thank You, Lord, that we can lean on You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now looking at things tonight, I want to kind of look at this. I know there's about three different positions of where people are. I've talked to them constantly. I get out in the public some, not as much as I did. But every once in a while you have to get things and do things, and you'll run into them and you'll run into some that'll say, "You know what, I just don't understand. It looks like they're all in far left field, scared to death. They're afraid of doing anything. They're afraid that they're going to have the pandemic on them. They're going to have it. And they're scared of any of it." Listen, God knows where I'm at. I'm not going to take any precautions. I'm not going to take any chances. Faith is not stupidity. And I believe I ought to wash my hands and take care of it. Amen. My mama taught me to do that. Amen. We all got away from that. But I'm saying to you tonight, we got that crowd that's fearful. They're scared to death. And you have to deal with that crowd. And then you've got another crowd on the other side saying, "We'll just do it the way we ain't going to do this." Arrogant. And that's a bad place to be. Amen. And then you got the crowd that I like to be around, and that's those who say, "Well, God can take care of me, but I'm not going to step out and put myself in danger. I'm going to do the best I can." Hey, I'm not running down and hugging everybody's neck, shaking everybody's hand, eat with everybody. I'm not going to do that. I'll stay away from it. When they had the flu, I didn't do that. I mean, they blow their nose and get snot running out of their face. Listen, I didn't run around trying to get up close to them. I didn't want their cold. And I don't want their flu. I don't want their virus. But I'm trusting God to take care of every bit of it. Now look here in the Word of God, and here the psalmist says, and I want you to get it. He said, "He," now that includes you too, ladies, "He," or whoever, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Now what a verse. What a verse. Praise God. I've jumped and shouted and run a time or two in the house and had myself a spell off of this verse in the last week. Brother, I read this verse. I don't know how many times I've read this verse in the past week. I mean, it's something I need. Now the Bible said, "He that dwelleth." Look at that word "dwelleth." It ends with a TH. That word "dwelleth," it means he's dwelling there. And a TH means that's constant, continually. Amen. It means that the psalmist says, "I didn't just pitch a tent for it to fall in or pick it up and take off." He said, "I didn't back my RV up there and camp out a while. I'm not planning on leaving. I went to dwell." Dwell means he's going to stay there a while. Brother, I want to get to where I can dwell. Amen. Not just visit every once in a while. Not just kind of go by and see if everything's all right and take a notion every once in a while just to talk to the Lord and go to the Lord and see. The psalmist says here, he that dwelleth or stays there. I mean sleeps there, eats there, lives there. Don't move from there. Did you get it? Dwelleth. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. He took up his abode. That's what it means. Amen. Now I want you to know, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Hey, how many of you know what the secret place is? All right, I can just see your little brain running. If you don't know what the secret place is, you hadn't been there yet. If you ever get to the secret place, now the secret place, if I had a secret place and I hid something, did you know nobody else knows about it but me? If I tell everybody, it's not a secret anymore. A secret is somewhere that you go with the Lord that nobody knows about. Have you got a place with God that's a secret place? Amen. Now some of you got, when I was a kid, I had four siblings. Got three now, one died. But I had three brothers and a sister. And growing up, we didn't have anything. Amen. I'm glad I didn't have anything. I wouldn't be, you know, where I'm at today. God's kept me humble by not having much. Amen. And I might have run all to my head, no telling what I'd be today. Thank God he kept me poor. And it'll be pastoring churches for years, and they'll keep you poor. Amen, amen and humble. Amen. And so I didn't have that. But if I had a quarter or a nickel, amen, I didn't make much money. Every once in a while somebody give me a nickel. I got in trouble one time. My daddy had four wheels that went on a car. And he had them up under the porch. And the junk man come by. And he said, what would you do? How much would you take for them wheels? I said, them belong to my daddy. He said, but I'll give you a nickel for them. I said, a nickel? He said, I didn't know too much about many nickels. I sold them four wheels for a nickel. They weren't even mine. And I ain't got over it yet. Amen. I remember what daddy did. Amen. He thought them things was more precious than a nickel. But I want to tell you, if I got anything when I was a boy, I went and hid it. I put it in a secret place. I mean, from one time to another, and it was a different place. Amen. I hid it. I got a little cap pistol for the Christmas one time. We had two old fireplaces in the house we lived in. You know, if that's all you heat with is a fireplace, you freeze to death. It's like a rotisserie. You have to turn around and around. One side's burning, the other side's freezing. And they had one in one room and the dining room, and on the other side was the living room, and they had two of them. And back to back, you've probably seen them before. And so nobody ever built a fire in the one in the dining room. That's where the water was on the table where we got it with a dipper. You remember, boys and girls, listen, you young folks, you little whippersnappers, we would take that little dipper up and drink out of it. Sometimes we didn't drink at all, just put it back down in the bucket. Amen. And everybody else drunk out. We didn't pay no debt. I was raised up. Listen, I don't even drink after nobody. I don't even like drink after myself. Now. But I remember them days. So the water would freeze in there. And so I thought I'd take that little cap pistol and keep everybody from getting it. And I run in there and dug back the ashes a little bit and put it down on there and covered it up. Lo and behold, my dad built a fire that morning. I had it in a secret place. And I didn't tell him. Well, I want to dwell in the secret. He said if we dwell at the secret, in other words, you get to the place where nobody else knows about it. Nobody else is concerned about it. And nobody knows where you are, but you're there with the Lord, just camping out and sitting with him and talking to him and living with him and staying with him and talking to him and staying with him and living with him. That's the secret place. He said, if you've done that, things will happen. You get in that secret place. I hope tonight when you go home, you try to find what that secret place is. You ever get in a secret place, you won't want to get anywhere else. You ever get to where there's nothing but you and God, and brother, the touch of God's on you, and the presence of God is on you. Brother, all you can just see and touch is the presence of God in your life. Brother, when you get there, you're dwelling, and when you're dwelling there, in that secret place. Amen. I get in a secret place. You don't know where my secret place is. I'm not talking about a place on the earth. I'm talking about in His presence. Amen. I may get into His presence a little bit different than you do. You may get in His presence a little bit different than I do. You may have a better way of communicating with God than I do. And we all communicate different. We're all made up different. But you better find that secret place. You better find you a place where there's nobody but you and God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother, I look at that. He said, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Now, that's special. God put that in. When it says Most High, you know what that means? It means there's none above Him. Most High. You can't find nobody higher than God. You can't get no higher than the Lord. Brother, when you get there, when you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, I mean, it's not the governor's mansion. It's not the government. It's not at grandma's or grandpa's or mama's or daddy's. Brother, it's at the secret place of the Most High. When you're to, did you know that's the safest place you can be? I remember back when I was a little boy. And I'd get in trouble with my siblings. And maybe I'd done something against them. I know you probably never did that. But every once in a while, I didn't give them a good deal. Every once in a while, I didn't handle everything exactly right. Every once in a while, I wanted my way. Now, I know you ain't lived like that. Every once in a while, I wanted it to be like I wanted it. And sometimes I would lord over them, and sometimes they'd lord over me. And when that happened, they'd all get against me. And I'd run to the house, and I'd go in there, and I'd stay around Mama. Mama, is there anything you want me to do? You want me to sweep the floor for you, Mama? You want me to wash the dishes or something? Do you want, is there something I can help you do? And she'd look, listen, Mama got used to that. She knows what that's all about. I tried that a few times. But them mamas know. Amen. Youngins come around wanting something out of Mama, and they're talking to Mama and Daddy in a good, you know, always look at what have you done? She'd say that sometimes. But I went in there because I didn't want them bothering me. And I know if they come in started on me, Mama's going to get them off of me until they told her what I'd done. And I tried to stay away from them and stay with Mama. But I want to tell you, the devil does the same thing to me every once in a while. He does me dirty and he does me wrong. And all I can do is dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And when I do, I can say, devil, you can't touch me right here. I like it when I get in the secret place. Amen. Praise God. Now you know tonight I'm telling the truth. You know tonight if we could just find that secret place, your life would be different tomorrow. My life would be different tomorrow. Thank God it makes a difference when we're at the secret place of the Almighty or the secret place of the Most High. And then it says, let's read it again and kind of get the context. He that dwelleth in the secret place, dwelleth, stays there, lives there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Didn't say might. Next word wasn't might, is it? Didn't say could. It said shall abide. Now that word abide means living. That means to lodge. Amen. Take up your abode there. It shall abide No wonder you can sing every once in a while, I shall not be moved. Why? Because we are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Somebody said, why do you want under the shadow of the Almighty? Wake up. You couldn't live under the full power of God. Your body couldn't stand it. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? Moses went up on the mountain. And God said to Moses, he said, Moses, and he tells us throughout the scripture, no man hath ever seen God. No man hath ever seen God. The only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, hath declared him. Now we've seen God in the form of the person of Christ, the manifestation of God. But no man has ever seen God. If he did, he died. Now they've seen, you say, what about the Mount of Transfiguration? That was a transfiguring of God. It was not the full power of God. God is greater than the noonday sun. He's brighter. The Bible says that with Paul. Three places in the book of Acts, Paul gives his testimony, chapter 9, chapter 21, and chapter 26. And every single one of them tells something a little bit different. And he said about noon. Amen. At midday, one place said. And he said he saw a light. Amen. What about that light? Why did Paul see a light? I'm working on a message right now on the lesson that Paul's conversion. First, he saw a light. Every man and woman has to see a light. Paul saw a special light. He saw a visible light. It was so bright, it was brighter than the noonday sun. It was the glory of God. But it wasn't the full glory of God. Amen. You ever wondered why everybody else don't see a light like Paul did on the Damascus Road? You ever wondered about that? You ever thought about it? Well, I sat in the well the other day and I said, Lord, why in the world did Paul see a light and I didn't see a light like that? I saw a light, but it wasn't like that. And it's because to be an apostle, they had to see the glorified Christ, the resurrected Christ. And that's who broke him down on the Damascus Road. He said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? You remember that? Here he is on the Damascus Road. He saw the glory of God. Now, God showed Paul a special light, but everybody in this building that's been saved saw a light. It was not a physical light that was brighter than the noonday sun, but it was a light of the Word of God when God opened your mind and opened your heart and let you see that you're a lost sinner and on your way to hell. Hallelujah. Praise God, I like to get in that little secret place. Can't hardly wait to get home and get back in it again. I'm there now, but I'm a talking too much. I like to sit in that secret place. You get in that secret place, brother. I mean, you can't be touched. The devil walks around. He'll look at you and walk around. And he can't get so close to you. Brother, when you're in the arms of God Almighty, and when you're in the shadow of the Almighty, I want you to know the devil can't do nothing but just walk around and make all kinds of accusations. And he make a little fist up at you and some faces at you. And brother, that's all the devil can do to you. Right. Hallelujah. Now just sit up there and say, devil, you can't touch me here. And I have to be careful. Because every once in a while I get out from under the shadow of the Almighty because I quit dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. I don't know a person in here can do that all the time. I wish I could. But you give me enough time and I will when I get to the other side. Ain't it going to be good to sit down at the feet of Jesus and have the touch of God all over you And you won't have to look around the side. There's no billy goat one time. Fiddler had a billy goat and he was out there tied it up over here in Clarksville at the old motel. It's up on the hill. I can't think of the name of it. Tied it up out there to eat the kudzu vines. But he didn't have any farmer sense. He tied it up with a rope. And the goat chewed the rope in two. And the old goat got away. He worked with us on the job. And he said, "Fellas, after we get off this evening, I'd like for y'all to come by over there and help me catch that goat." Said, "That old goat's over there and we're going to have to catch him." Said, "The police done told me if I didn't get him caught, they's going to kill him." And he said, "I'm going to have to get him, but I'm going to have to chain him up this time so he won't eat the chain." I never will forget it. It was about 30 degrees. The wind was blowing and what you call blue snow was falling. What we always called it, you know, blowing blue snow, just snow flares. Went over there and they had a little barn down there. He wanted to get it to the barn. And we got him in a direction, headed him down to the barn. And when we got down to the barn, the old goat got ahead of us. He outrun us, of course. And he went on the other side of the barn. So some went this way and some went that way. And I never will forget looking down that way. And the old goat was on the backside and he's looking around. And he saw us coming. And that makes me think about this. That's all the devil can do every once in a while. He's just looking around at me. But I can also do the same thing. When I'm a-looking in this present life, I'm saying, "Lord, he's right down there. He's still down there. Take care of him. But when I get to glory..." I've caught it now for 72 years of my life that I can remember. I mean, when I was little, I didn't do it, of course. But I'm saying for all these years, I've been looking out for the devil, watching him look around the corner at me. Ain't it going to be good to sit down at the feet of Jesus and never even have to think about him again? Because God done put him in the bottomless pit and there he is. And cast him into the lake of fire. Draw him out and put him in the lake of fire. Ain't that going to be wonderful? But until then, I want to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. Now, God said to Moses, "Moses, I can't let you see me. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you up here in this cave. And I'm going to go by. And I'm going to let you see the hinder part of me." And God went by, and that's all he saw. That's the shadow of the Almighty. Shadow. Can you think about it? Listen, I'm today not able to see the whole glory of God, but I still want to live under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank God for the shadow. Amen. The shadow. I'm living under the shadow of the Almighty. The old Moses come down off the hillside, he didn't think much about it. But he got down there to them and they said, Moses, put a veil on your face. You're too bright. Your countenance is too bright. Amen. It'd help us a little bit if we get under the shadow of the Almighty, wouldn't it? Praise God. I'd like to have enough God on me. People know God's on me. Amen. The only way I know God, that people know God's on me, is for me to know that God's on me. Amen. Ain't no need me going around trying to tell, "Hey, I dwell in the shadow of the Almighty and I have the presence of God on me." Ain't no sense me going around bragging about that. If I get where I need to be and God's presence is on me, nobody will have to ask no questions and you won't have to put no signs on you. Brother, God will demonstrate himself and you'll know that God's on you. I want more of this. I don't want less of it. I want more of God. And the only way I found out to give him is to get more of God is to give him more of me. Amen. Thank God. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I'm going to take these notes that I didn't even look at. and put them up for other preaching. I had another good outline there. But this is what God wants me to preach tonight. And I hope it's helped you, strengthened you, encouraged you. We're living in a troublous time. I'll tell you what, in the last few months we've experienced some things. I want to say this. I believe we've experienced some things that I never would believe that ever happened in America. We've experienced a little bit of communism by putting us up and locking us up. And brother, I mean, against our rights, we've got the right to worship. Now, I'm not trying to be naughty. I'm not trying to be mean. But the government's trying to take care of things, and I appreciate all the money that they put out to help people, but I want to tell you, it's the Lord that helps me. And so we've experienced that. We've been thrown around from here and there. Somebody said it right before service tonight. I mean, they let them go out to all the other places, Walmart and some of the places like Lowe's, and crowds out there, and I'm scared to go to them places. Amen. I mean, they pay no attention. You have to go to the grocery store. But there's some people who don't pay no attention to it. And I try to take care. I want to take care of you. And if I get a fever and I get sick, I'm going to stay at home, and I expect you to do the same thing. Don't bring it up here and give it to everybody. I say that if you got the flu. I say that if you got an old cold, come in to church. I'm about half dead. Stay at the house. Or go over and sit at the cemetery and wait on the rest of it. Amen. Don't bring it over here and give it to us. I used to work on a public job down yonder. And they'd come in. I had to stay at home. But I got to pay my bills. Understand that. But I'll tell you what. Don't come in and give it to me where I can't pay mine. Understand? And we've experienced some things. And brother, this has been a training experience that I've never had. I've learned some things. I mean, I've got myself a good education the last 6 to 8 weeks. I had my time to go back over it. I guarantee you, I wouldn't have changed a thing. I just have kept a coming. If there hadn't been nobody here, I'd have preached every service. Right? If you'd want to sit out on the porch, you can sit out there. But I miss it. This is something I need. Brother, today's been one of the best days I've had in months. Now, it may not bother you. You may go home tonight and say, I wish I hadn't went. And I wish we didn't have service. But you can do that if you want to. But I'll tell you one thing. You sure have helped me just being here today. I believe I can fight 15 devils now, but let me get a breath of fresh air and I might not be able to handle one. Are you with me? Thank God tonight for His goodness. He that dwelleth, not just dwelleth, continues to dwell. Amen. In the secret place of the Most High God shall live in the shadow of the Almighty. That's where I want to be. Just a shadow's all I need. I've seen the shadow work. Amen. I was reminded this week, you remember Peter? He was one of the apostles. And even after the church got established, he went out there and they were bringing people out there for Peter to heal. And they're just getting them walking under his shadow. He didn't touch them. And they're being made whole. You can get a lot of stuff done in the shadow of the Almighty. God help us. Heads bowed. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to me. I hope it's helped you. It sure has helped me. Amen.